Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
You know what I say? Happy wife, happy life. And that usually means a visit to my guy, Dino the Dancing Machino, over at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take their next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe got his engagement ring at the Jewelry Center. What an experience. Loved it. Specialist helped him out, and he got the perfect ring. Stop in to one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online. Check out their full inventory at shoptjc.com.
Five weeks away from Packers opening up training camp. And outside of when we have Adam Schefter, who's, by the way, going to be joining us tomorrow on this very fine program, I just don't feel like there's going to be that much to talk about in terms of Jordan Love's contract. So I'm just going to ask you this, trying to put a bow on it for potentially the next 5 weeks. That's when it's going to get done. Like, if this actually gets done before the season, it's going to be around that July 22nd date, right? Everyone's just going to kind of put it on hold. Jordan wants to wait just to see what Tua maybe gets, see if the Cowboys do something crazy with Dak, and then you move on from there.
I'm actually a little concerned.
Really?
Yes. Because I thought this would be done fairly soon after the Trevor Lawrence deal.
Okay.
I mean, the comparables there.
Yep.
They both, even though Trevor has played a little more last year, their numbers were fairly similar. I think they're kind of an equal talent, and I don't understand. They have the blueprint. Just go ahead and do it. I'm leaning towards, do the Packers want to see more? Because they clearly have the leverage. They have the leverage. They have this year and then two franchise tags.
Sure. But also, I think Jordan, I mean, these other contracts have given Jordan some leverage in terms of like the baseline of the deal.
Yes.
If they thought they could get something done for like 45, 47 million, something like that, that's out the window.
I really think it's the Packers and not Jordan. I think Jordan would take Trevor Lawrence's deal. I think he would take it. Don't you?
I don't know, just because I didn't see the Goff deal coming, and once the Goff deal happened, I guess I became less shocked that Trevor Lawrence ended up at 55. But at this point now, if you're Jordan, why not just wait? Now play a game of chicken with the other two quarterbacks who are looking to get deals.
Because I don't think Dak's getting done this year.
That's, and Adam Schefter kind of pointed that out, where seemingly the Cowboys have no leverage, and he's got it all because he can't be franchise tagged.
Yes, and I don't think Tua gets as much as Trevor Lawrence. I just don't. I think Trevor Lawrence is a much better quarterback, and I think Jordan Love is better than Tua.
I agree. However, I don't know. Like, if Tua signed a deal tomorrow for $54 million per year,
then it should get done.
Would you be shocked?
No.
No, I wouldn't be. If he signed for 56, I would be shocked.
Yeah, if he went above and beyond, yes, and became the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
I don't think Miami loves Tua.
No, and they've made that known.
They've made that pretty clear the way they've tried to acquire some quarterbacks.
Which would push Tua to kind of try and stick it to them and try and go above, but who knows if they allow that. Like, if Jordan Love was willing to take 53 or 55, I think the deal would be done. I think it's that simple. Like,
it has to be, right?
At this point, why would they not take it? Because we all know at this point there's any chance below the Jared Goff number is so far gone.
Yeah, that's let's see, deuces.
What I think Miami wants, I think they want Dak. Would you rather have Dak for 60 or than Tua for 55?
Yes, I would rather have Dak for 60.
That's just the feeling I get, you know?
So that, I mean, so that's a dangerous game to play.
Uh-huh. It is.
Of, oh, we're, because again, they've tried to replace Tua before. Hasn't really worked out for them. That's why teams panic.
Haven't they tried to replace Tua twice? The Tom Brady thing and then the Deshaun Watson thing?
Yes.
But they have a history, right? Because they passed on Drew Brees, right? Who did they get instead of Brees?
So they,
which was a mistake.
Their doctors would not pass because Brees, this wasn't at draft time because Brees was with the Chargers. Brees had a shoulder injury when he became a free agent and ultimately obviously signed with the Saints. Wanted to go to Miami, but the Dolphins doctors would not clear him.
And who they with sign, the shoulder. Who'd they take? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I mean, they've had so many different quarterbacks.
But they have
Dante
a history.
Culpepper, maybe.
Yeah. But they have a history.
I don't know.
List any of the weird, strange quarterbacks they've had over the years, and I'd probably agree with any of them.
But there is a history of them going after elite quarterbacks.
Yeah. And there's a history of them going after elite quarterbacks and whiffing.
That's just, the longer this thing goes, I think it's more the Packers than it is Love. I really do.
Meaning what?
I don't think the Packers want to pay him $55 million a year yet.
So, I don't think anybody wants to pay any of these quarterbacks this number, but I think
it's what the market dictates.
Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball and Mark Murphy, because he's a factor in this, like they kind of just realized either you pay the going rate or you enter the QB sweepstakes again, which I don't think at this point they are at that point with Jordan Love in terms of his talent. I don't think they are willing to let that walk away because they know in the future it's just going to be more and more and
but
more expensive.
You think, and I think I brought this up last week, you think they're gun shy over the Aaron Rodgers deal because if you look at, if Love never panned out, right, which there was fear that he wouldn't.
There was fear 8 games into the season last year.
The Rodgers contract was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it was debilitating.
That was behavioral.
But the only reason it worked, Joshy, is because all these guys are young, they're not getting paid,
yeah,
and everything came together.
But, I mean, this contract would be a little bit different. Like, the way that Rodgers' contract even got structured and everything that kind of was behind it, like, yes, it was...
Yeah. Aaron was sticking it to the Packers.
Aaron had all the leverage because he won back-to-back MVPs. Yes. Like, Aaron had all the leverage, and he stuck it to the Packers. He did what he could to do that. This deal would be just like any other deal where, like, the Packers, you know, you give a bunch of money up front, and then after 2 or 3 years, if he doesn't live up to the contract, there's probably some sort of out where you can cut him with minimal damage to the salary cap.
But, I mean, Goody's been on record saying, in he said, in regards to the fifth-year option, that's a lot of money to pay a guy
who hasn't played. Yep.
So you don't think there's a little of Goody saying $55 million's a lot of money, a guy I'm 75% sure on.
But that's the game this is the game Goody got himself into.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You only have so much to fall back on if you're Goody. Like Jordan Love didn't ask to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for all those years. He didn't ask for an incentive laden contract instead of the fifth
year
option.
And then he agreed to it. And I think that's part of it. Like, if the Packers came to him early and were like, hey, here's another team-friendly deal, Jordan just, no, I just bet on myself and won, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I won the bet. You need to pay me more money.
So when will you get nervous?
If it's not done by camp. So that's the other thing, that Goody's on the record. Hey, hopefully this thing gets done by camp. And if it doesn't get done by camp, like all the evidence is already out there. And if Tua signs in the next 5 weeks and Dak doesn't, like again, you're costing yourself money for the pack. And maybe Jordan's just betting on himself again.
No, he cannot go into the season without a deal.
I doubt it, but
it'd be foolish.
It would be foolish.
Yes.
It would be foolish, without a doubt.
I'm just saying I'm a little nervous right now. I'm not a lot nervous. I'm just a little nervous.
1 to 10.
4.
Okay, I'm like a 2.
Okay.
Like I think about it, but I'm not like nervous about it. You know, I think about what could happen if he doesn't get a deal done, but they've got 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's much to hammer out. Like all the contracts are done. Like it's out there. Like you make your decisions now.
I would be more nervous about Jordan Love not being what we think he is than I would be about the Packers actually paying him. I just think they understand the reality of the situation. Like I have more doubts, and I am as high on Jordan Love as maybe anyone out there, but it was 9 games,
yeah,
as you've reminded us a ton. I don't see any way the Packers could try and look Jordan Love straight in the face and tell him, we're not going to give you 55. Like, based on what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not been a lot, but guess what? I won a playoff game.
Yeah.
With the youngest roster we've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I played well.
What? Not just won a playoff game, went on the road.
Yes.
And dominated a playoff
game. And no one played better than me in the second half, yeah, of the season last year. Not a single person out there.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And that's the way it doesn't. And I know you've got hung up on this in the past before when we've talked about this. It's not about what you earn or what you deserve, I guess, in the grand scheme of things.
What the market bears.
So what about the market bears? Yeah. And quarterbacks are just going to get paid.
You're right.
We're never going to reach that saturation point with quarterbacks. We'll see what we put on the polls. A lot of interesting conversations. We'll see and check in on all of those coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.